This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As investigations continue into allegations that workers at an Alzheimer's treatment center in Commerce abused elderly patients, questions come up about whether the state did enough in inspections or even has the resources to inspect homes like this. Catherine Fowler is executive director of the Georgia Council on Aging, which was created by the state legislature. Ms. Fowler, welcome. Good to have you.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
In the last couple of days, GBI Director Vernon Keenan has said things were, as he put it, out of control at that center. And again, none of these charges has been adjudicated yet. Meanwhile, it's been revealed that the State Department of Community Health inspected that particular home in April, but could not find any of the abuses that have been alleged. Then when they went back in May, they found problems. What does this say to you?
Well, several things are at issue here. One is the fact that the Department of Community Health only goes out once a year unless they're called in for a particular complaint. It is not hard to put things away from sight when you know that the inspectors are coming in. DCH certainly lacks enough resources for doing these kinds of investigations. But in addition, there are other eyes like the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, which could utilize more resources as well. They go in and investigate complaints made by families or the resident, and they're there to represent the resident. And often they are the origin of a complaint that is brought to DCH's attention. So at all levels, we could utilize more resources for this kind of inspection and visitation.
And that brings up a question I asked Wendell Willard, who's the sponsor of the new law that tightens the penalties for this sort of thing. And I asked him whether there are enough resources, and he said he thought it was more a question of just making people aware. And here's what he had to say.
Talking to the departments, there is not a lacking of resources as far as people who can go out and do the investigations. We have certain inspectors that do this. We have also the GBI has been very, very supportive of having stronger laws. They just felt there was not a good enforcement mechanism. Various departments would have a responsibility to, whether it be family and children welfare, that's where most of this resides. But they've got people who are able to go out and do the inspections.
Having heard that, are you saying that he's mistaken?
I think he was probably referring more to law enforcement and judicial resources, and education
he did say, though,
is the key.
I'm sorry. He did say, though, they have enough inspectors.
I would hesitate to say that he is wrong, but I think certainly that our experience has been that you could always use more boots on the ground.
And yet, looking at the FY14 budget for elder abuse prevention, the state funding is almost exactly the same as it was a year ago. Again, will the reports, when they come in, have anybody to follow up on them?
Well, I think that's, you really hit on a situation that I think Senator Underman has referred to, and that is the fact that the population is growing. And Georgia hasn't really paid a lot of attention to that yet, but the boomers are aging, and the resources are not growing with. Since 2009, Adult Protective Services, which is the primary receiver of these complaints, has received two big cuts, and just this year lost a whole category of workers, family service workers, who go into the homes and work with people who are at risk or who have been identified as having been abused. All 17 of those positions around the state were eliminated this year as we were passing House Bill 78 to increase penalties and to try to identify more abuse situations.
If you're a state lawmaker, though, and you are looking at a limited budget, state revenue that's only beginning to come up now, a push to keep costs down, aren't you really forced to make some very difficult choices between, let's say, elder abuse protection on the one hand, and let's say going after child sex trafficking on the other? How do you make those decisions?
Well, I think all of us probably know how we would do it if we were in the seat, but we're not the ones making the decision. I think each of them is going to have to really weigh the evidence and look at where they can get the most bang for the buck and perhaps try to address several issues at a lower level in order to address them, but not continue to ignore the elder abuse situation and hope that it's going to go away, because it's not.
Catherine Fowler is Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Aging. Ms. Fowler, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll check with you again.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dennis.